Welcome to Chapter by Chapter, a program designed to encourage you to read a chapter in your Bible every day. And here with a summary of today's chapter is Sandy Adams.
Matthew chapter 26 begins with a stench and a sweet-smelling aroma. The stink comes from a skunk named Judas who collaborates with plotting priests to betray Jesus. The fragrance emanates from a broken flask of expensive oil poured out as an act of worship. To the utilitarian disciples, the woman's gesture was a waste. But love is always extravagant. What have you wasted on Jesus today? Jesus eats his last supper with his disciples, and he transforms a tradition. For 1,500 years, the Passover spoke of the Exodus from Egypt. Now the bread speaks of Jesus' body, the wine of his blood, symbols of a new covenant. Jesus knows his disciples will deny him, but Peter refuses to believe in his own depravity. Before the sun rises, a rooster will crow, "I told you so." In the garden, Jesus engages in his deepest struggle. The cup he asked to be removed is not the cross. Jesus had accepted the cross. The cup was the pain of rejection. He needed the Father's help to die for those who would deny him. The bloodthirsty Sanhedrin run Jesus through a mock trial. They accuse him of blasphemy. We're told Peter followed at a distance. Are you following Jesus at a distance? It may lead you to deny him.
Chapter by Chapter is the radio ministry of Calvary Chapel, Stone Mountain, Georgia, and its pastor, Sandy Adams. If you would like a cassette of a complete study of today's chapter, contact us toll-free at 8777-BY-CHAP. That's 8777-BY-CHAP. Or on the web, where you can listen again to today's chapter at calvarychapelstonemountain.com. Thanks for listening.